everybody. My name is Piggy, and I'm here to put the Piggy in Piggy Talks. Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast, where we take actual things, situations, articles, stupidity, and just all out random things, serious situations, you know, all that, and we dash it in with a little bit of comedy just to make it a little bit better. And you sit here and listen to me rant or crack jokes, and I know I've already made one about the transgender hair, but I just found so much juicy content that it is nice. But I'm gonna save the last two topics for tomorrow, so you're gonna have to wait for the tip of the iceberg, the one that'll send this entire ship off. And oh, you better believe I have paper here that I'll be able to record more of this on. Anyways, so let's get right to it. So topic one is violent video games are bad. So let's read some quotes from this article. It says, just search up violent video games and look, kids under the age of 12 shouldn't play violent video games. Although nowhere in the article does it mention it, it just mentions how bad violent video games are. Anyways, let's go ahead and read it. Read some quotes from it. The first quote is, violent video games have a dark side. Pretty much implying that they have an evil, more sadistic side. Duh, you literally shoot people in this. Duh, of course it's gonna have kind of like a dark side. It's kind of dark. But they said this, due to the recent rise in mass killings, we do know all shooters are gamers, thus implying that every single shooter played violent video games, and they are implying once again, drumroll people, you don't need one because you know exactly what the fuck's coming up. They are blaming finally violent video games again for the shootings. Wow, something that hasn't happened before. You know, you would think that they would think that maybe it's the bullying and how it's not being addressed as big as it used to be. How bully-free zones don't exist anymore. Bullying's just overlooked as something that'll toughen you up. But when people gang up on you and they start making you feel worthless, you know, it drives you to the edge. But then they go and blame video games, you know, for the school shootings. But they don't even look at the bullying aspect of it. And they silence the people who try and look at it as wrong and that it's violent video games. And God damn it. It is not. I'm going to say for the last time, probably not ever the last time, I'm wrong about that. This is not violent video games. There are a lot other reasons than violent video games. Could violent video games be a part of it? Not very likely, but there could be a small chance that maybe, just maybe, he let out rage and he wants a bigger, more way to let out more rage. As so, he took it out on the bullies and the rest of the school. Because maybe the entire school turned against him. Huh, ever thought about that? Nope, because we can't blame ourselves for our terrible parenting, for us ignoring the bullying, and all this other stuff. So we find a cop-out, and we start attacking violent video games. Of course, the nearest thing where you can be violent. Wow. Surprise, surprise, huh, folks? Not really. Alright, so we're on to two. Fuck it, I may do those two, I may not. You know what? I'm gonna save the last one for tomorrow along with other topics. You're gonna get three today, you know, little taste of the worst. Alright, Coca-Cola is sorry for the creepy Diet Coke napkins and will remove them. So if you have no idea, like a month or so ago or a couple of months, Coke put these Diet Coke napkins with their new partnership with Delta Airlines, where it was basically encouraging you giving your name and your number to people, socializing, you know, like actual human beings. Like, let's say you have a very interesting conversation and you want to keep in touch with the person that you were talking to. You have a napkin there, you can write down your name, your number, give it to them, they can give you it and swap it. But of course, people got offended by maybe creepy people walking up and giving you theirs, But, you know, instead of doing what any normal human being would do and just saying, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want your number, no thank you, or, you know, taking it and throwing it away. No, they decide, let's throw a hissy fit and make one multi-billion dollar company apologize to these fucking retards because they got offended over napkins. Look at another quote from this article. We sincerely apologize, Coca-Cola. Really? Really, Coke? This is the world we live in now, folks. We live in a world where 70 people gets offended and a multi-billion dollar company crumbles to its fucking knees and says, I apologize. I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. Will you accept my apology? I mean, damn. Like, how did it get to be this bad? How? Oh my god, my brain hurts from stupidity, man. It really does. It just hurts. It hurts. Okay. On to the final topic, which is I'm going to talk about for a while. In an article that is simply called Teachers Are Blaming Fortnite for Increased Violence in Schools. Wow! You know what? No. I'm going to save that one. Never mind. We're going to rewind. All right, let's read this one. I'm going to leave the Fortnite one for tomorrow because I really just want to get this juicy one out. All right, so this is an article, and it's simply named, Maybe It's Social Media and Video Games Inciting Mass Shootings. What? Wait, hold on. And the article is called, Maybe It Isn't the Gun Fault. Maybe it's the social media and the video games, which in basics, another cop-out for, hey, it's not our fault, it's this. Alright, let's listen to their reason before we get unreasonable. We are reasonable people on this channel. We accept all type of peoples, as long as they're not these dumb fucks. If you're one of these dumb fucks, this podcast ain't for you, you meander. But anyone else, LGBT, that community, I can't say it today, blah, I'm gonna have to research how to say it. I'm sorry for you in that community. I'm very, very sorry. I don't know. I can't say it today. I'm sitting here trying to think of how to say it. Anyways, I'm sorry, but everyone else, immature minds, mature minds, people of seriousness, people of joking, people who, you know, just all sorts of people. We accept any type of people as long as you aren't one of these dumb fucks who get offended easily, which by now you're already crying in a corner because I'm sitting here ranting about all this shit, and you're in a corner in your snowflake fetal position crying because every word I'm saying is offending you. Get triggered. Well, I haven't said that in a long time. All right, back to it. Let's hear their reason, because we are reasonable people here. Even if you are not a reasonable people and you're watching this, I still accept you. Right now, try and be reasonable. Guns have been around longer than the U.S., and as a boomer, which if you don't know, is like the time after like World War I or World War II, where all the soldiers came home and they started making babies. And a lot of babies popped out. So they were called boomers. Anyways, guns have been around longer than the U.S., and as a boomer, I didn't hear about school shootings until video games and social media. Well, Karen, may I inform you that that still happened. You didn't hear it because your technology wasn't as advanced. You know, you weren't able to get recordings of it. It was maybe told like 5 days, but as a child, you did never hear of it. or, you know, it was just so forgotten, you know, or it's just like something, you know, like, still terrible shit happened in your time. You just may have never heard about it, but that does not mean it did not happen. Now, I know guns have been around longer, but it's also like the gun rule. How we should ban guns, gun safety, but if you think about it, it isn't the gun pulling the trigger. A gun isn't going to grow. A gun doesn't have legs and arms, and it doesn't pull its own trigger. It needs someone to pull that trigger. Because without a person, a gun is useless. A gun just sits there. It doesn't fire unless it's thrown against the ground and it goes off. But if it's just sat there quietly, it won't go off. It won't shoot itself. It won't do any of that. Because it needs a person to do it. So, what happens? Person grabs it, person shoots somebody. But yet, it's the gun's fault. Sure, the person gets prosecuted, but we must ban these guns. How about we start actually paying attention to the people who buy the guns? You know, I'm not saying putting, like, so strict laws on it, but I mean, like, actually pay attention. Like, sure, if they have a, like, pay attention, or, you know, actually start blaming the people and leave the guns alone. Because the guns, they just can't fire themselves. They need a person to operate it and fire it. You know, bang, bang, war. You know, that comes to another, the disrespectment of our troops. Of how people are getting offended over war and how they're disrespecting our troops because of what they've done. But little do you know that you, Karen, what I'm doing right now is fought for by soldiers. Me ranting about you was fought for by soldiers. You being able to sit in your room, write tweets about being offended, keyboard clacking, about you being offended about Coca-Cola napkins were fought for by soldiers. The flag, the song, the house, the cars, everything you see in America was fought for by soldiers at one point in a time. And yet, without them, we would have no defense and we would have been invaded a long, long time ago. They risk their own sanity and lives to make sure you can go to sleep feeling safe from terrorist attacks at night. Now, of course, the threat is still prevalent, but you know that you have the military on the job working 24/7 to save your ass who complains about them. I'm just saying, man. It seems like a fucked up thing to do. Like, oh yeah, you fought for us. Now, fuck you. You know, like, homeless people are going, like, homeless people, 90% of home, no, like, not 90, but like 60% of homeless people are veterans. I think it's rising though. And veterans are taking their own lives because of how much disrespect they are getting. It's sad because they went and they basically left their lives here. Some of them had a family. Some of them had kids on the way. And they came here because they had the need and the want to defend our country. And when they come home, it's all, they're slapped. They're slapped like they did something wrong and they don't understand. They're like, we fought for you. You standing here in this airport, I fought for that. And you're gonna disrespect me? Because I fought for that. It seems like a pretty shitty thing to do. Because like I said, they threw away their lives, their families, just so you can fucking sit here on Twitter and disrespect them. Disrespect the country. And get offended over fucking Coca-Cola napkins. And blame video games and Fortnite. It's the reason I'm sitting here doing a podcast over this because they fought for it, and I live in the land of the free, and and I can do this. Knowing that I have military protecting my right to do this. And I mean, I know you may be like, but all the bad things that they did all those bad things for you. For every one of you, for everyone that watches this, if you support the troops, I sincerely want you to go out to your nearest American flag, and I want you to put your hand over your heart, and I want you to say thank you, and go back inside. If you have an American flag in your home, I want you to either put your hand over your heart or salute it and say thank you. As an honor to all those who have fallen for your right and freedom to sit in your bedroom and listen to me. And to listen to me do this. Not only to that, but for them fighting for your freedom. Your very freedom to talk as you wish. Write as you wish. Speak as you wish. Worship as you wish. I want you to say thank you. And if you ever see a veteran or an active duty soldier, I want you to walk up to them, shake their hand, and say thank you for every. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you've done. If it's a veteran, thank you for what you've done. If it's an active duty, you'll see by their uniform, thank you for what you're doing. And it'll make their day knowing that somebody out there is caring for them. Somebody out there is giving them respect. Damn, this got deep. But it's true. It's true. It is true. And if you like this content, if you like what I do here, become a regular listener. Listen for my podcasts. Because we will have juicy topics. Every day. Until school starts, then it may be like once a week or twice a week. I may even cut down to like once a week and piling up a bunch of topics in my off time for you guys, because I know spamming like podcasts, it gets kind of hard because like I have things outside of this that I have to do, and you know. So yeah, I think this will be like the last one for the week. And I'll keep these topics. I'll build up some more. And you know what? I'm going to make an intro, outro. Thank you for watching episode 3 of the podcast of Piggy Talks. I was your host, Piggy, putting the Piggy in Piggy in Piggy Talks. I can't speak. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And you know what? Just stay curious. Stay respectful, and overall, stay smart. Piggy out.